Proclamation number 4823 of 25th of January, 1950. Purpose of creation. Recreation in matter. An exceedingly wise creator was at work when the fallen spirit was in utmost remoteness from God and had cut off its own way back to him by committing the gravest sin, by spurning his strength of love in arrogance and lust for power. God's infinite love thought of ways and means to lead this spiritual being, which had become sinful, back to himself again, and his wisdom recognized a path for success. The path through the whole of creation, through forms which had to serve each other and thus fulfill the purpose set for them. Thus his love and wisdom formed outer shells for the fallen spiritual substance out of his strength which were intended to stimulate it into serviceable activity, and these works of creation were intended to bring about a gradual upward development by enabling the spiritual substance to serve in them in a state of compulsion, so to speak, and thereby reducing the distance from God more and more. These forms, thus divine works of creation, are so versatile that they can shelter all immature spiritual substances. Thus through their natural growth and decay they can also receive the most diverse spiritual entities and release them again until these entities have reached a certain degree of maturity. The Divine Creator saw all possibilities of a maturing process, and that is why creation is so versatile and includes works of creation in all degrees of maturity. Yet it is only apparent to him what success the spiritual being can achieve. He alone knows about the many stages it has to go through until it reaches the stage of free will as a human being. He determines the duration of every creation, he determines the activity of every work, and he alone recognizes the degree of maturity which then makes embodiment as a human being possible. But he also saw the negative successes. He saw the spiritual being, which was already almost closed to him, sink back into the abyss again because it had free will at its disposal, which God respects but which the being abuses again. His creations testify to unsurpassable wisdom. Thus there are paths of development to be taken which could guarantee certain success. Yet he leaves the human being complete freedom. He does not force him to acknowledge him and subordinate himself to him, just as he, however, does not completely abandon the being to his adversary either but constantly endeavors to help it up so that it will become blissfully happy. God's infinite love and unsurpassable wisdom certainly recognizes and creates all possibilities for the spiritual being's perfection. Yet free will is decisive as to whether the ascent development in the stage as a human being proceeds or the spiritual being remains in resistance and sinks into the abyss again and has to start the course of development anew. 26th of the 1st 1950. The re-emergence into solid matter only takes place when a period of creation has found its conclusion, when therefore all creations release the spiritual. When they are dissolved for this purpose by God's will, which means destruction of that work of creation where the ascent development has begun. God's wisdom and love lets new creations arise again, which are again suitable through their assigned purpose to help the spiritual bound in them to higher development. Then the interrupted course of development is continued, again with the same aim. The stage of free will as a human being, where perfection or a renewed apostasy can take place because God's love approaches the being again and can be accepted or also rejected. In God's sight, 1,000 years are like a day, and with infinite long-suffering and patience he looks after the beings, and if innumerable phases of development are necessary so a being remains particularly stubborn in its resistance to him. Again and again he gives it new opportunities until it has finally reached its aim, until it has found its way back to the one from whom it once took its origin. Amen.